the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer, here with my brother, Doug, and some good friends, Sky and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. Other than that theme, the wrong song played, but whatever.
We'll get it. One of these days.
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I'm doing all right. Tonight we'll be ranking action movies. Doug, if you want to plug some of your shit first.
Okay. All right. So make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, etc. Listen to us Friday night, say about 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This week, this Friday night, since Daniel will be in Buffalo getting drunk off his ass for his birthday, it'll just be Eric and probably Stevie. And the poll for this week, it is up right now in facebook.com/oldschoolwrestling. Your poll options are Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Shane Douglas, Seth Rollins, and Baron Corbin. Right now, it looks like Brutus the Barber Beefcake is winning in the poll. So that might be the episode that we do. Also, this Wednesday... is it Tuesday or Wednesday, Eric?
Tuesday this week.
All right. Guy, quit shaving your balls. We're doing a show here. I hear this.
Actually, they were your mother's balls.
No comment.
Oh my gosh.
This Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, or it's Tuesday night, some night this week that ended Y, the NFL Hard Hits show will be reviewing week 6, previewing week 7, I'm pretty sure. Jesus Christ. Next Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted will be the long-awaited top 10 greatest cartoons of all time countdown. Getting everything.
Finally got the cock out of your mouth.
That is not yours this time.
Whoa. You can do the plugs.
All right. So next week, instead of the Top Tier Podcast, top 10 greatest cartoons of all time, we're getting everything ready. Going to put up one final poll in one of the cartoon groups this week. Getting everything all set. Next Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time. All right, let's do something.
All right, action movies.
Yeah, let's do something.
So we got the 5 tiers here. Great, very good, mediocre, mad, trash, like usual. We're going to take some... Shut up. We're going to take some classic action movies from over the decades and rank them. Sound simple enough?
Absolutely. It's going to be fun.
So we're going to start with an original one. Sky, we'll start with you. What do you think of Bad Boys?
Oh, man. You started with that was one of the better cop movies that they ever came out with. He actually rooted for the police in that movie. You know what I mean? Like, no other movie. You kind of want the police to die in movies nowadays.
Yeah. So where would you put it?
I'd put it at elite.
I agree. I love Bad Boys, especially the first one.
Yeah, especially the first one. That was a really good movie.
The first one was great. I didn't really see the second one. I mean, I really like the recent one that they did. No, but the original is fantastic. Because Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have great chemistry together.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, too.
So, No, definitely. I definitely agree with Sky in saying elite.
Yeah, we'll put it elite then. Bad Boys.
What are your thoughts on it, Mr. Host?
It's one of the best Will Smith movies, in my point of view. It's one of
I agree.
I used to love that as a kid. The theme was stuck in my head for weeks. But, yeah, great. What you gonna do? Next one, Doug, we'll start with you because this is one of your all-time favorites, Beverly Hills Cop.
The first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The second one is my all-time favorite. But the first one is funny because there's, you know, so many lines in that movie that, you know, you could just recite off the top of your head. Yeah. And like when he puts the banana in the tailpipe. And later on in the movie, the one cop goes, "We're not going to file for a banana in the tailpipe." And Axel Foley, you know, Eddie Murphy's character goes, "You're not going to file for a banana in the tailpipe?" He goes, "You know, you need to say more macho. You need to be like, hey, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe." Just like, and Eddie Murphy, the Beverly Hills Cop series was his greatest set of movies. And I don't think he's really been the same since those movies came out. I mean, he's had a couple of decent
Shrek.
Okay.
Yeah, I can agree with you. I'll agree with you on that. But no, Beverly Hills Cop, I definitely am going to say that goes in the lead.
I'm going to chime in here, even though I'm not on the show. Beverly Hills Cop, I think, well, for me, that is my all-time favorite comedy.
Okay. Eric, what do you think?
I don't know if I ever saw it, but I don't remember seeing it, but I always think like.
Have you ever seen this one, Scott?
I heard he's good.
No, I have not.
All right, you're both fired.
We'll put it in the lead.
What did you just say?
Go ahead and take those bananas.
It's a line from the movie.
It's a line from the movie. Classic line.
Did we just get Donald Trump?
No. The next movie we'll be doing is The Mummy. Have you ever seen that one, Sky?
I have.
What do you think?
I thought it was mediocre. It lost my attention. I didn't really get into it that much. There was good action scenes, so that's why I'd say mediocre.
Okay. Eric, what do you think?
I'd say mediocre.
Damn. The Mummy fan. Dougie?
Okay, so obviously this is the Brendan Fraser one. This is not the Tom Cruise remake that they did.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser, at the time that the Mummy movies, that the first Mummy movie came out, Brendan Fraser was probably at being an actor. Okay?
Yeah.
And because he had some good ones coming out. His best one was probably George of the Jungle. I mean, he had a couple of duds, but still, he was at his peak. And this movie was another one of the good ones. So I'm gonna say very good.
Yeah.
Because I did enjoy this movie.
It was okay. I mean, it was basically kind of just CGI action pieces. Right before CGI was, like, big. I'd probably agree with the boys and put it mediocre, though.
Okay.
Next up, the first RoboCop movie. Doug, I'll start with you.
I haven't seen this movie in years, but I also remember being a fan of RoboCop, because I believe at one time, too, Sharon, you might actually be able to help me with this. Wasn't RoboCop also a cartoon at one point?
I believe it was.
Okay. So, you know, of course, obviously, you know, I have to bring some kind of cartoon element into this.
Yeah.
But, no, the first RoboCop movie, I would say the first RoboCop movie is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, it would go downhill, you know, as they would keep making them. But no, the first one was very good.
You ever see this guy?
Yeah, RoboCop.
What are your thoughts?
I'd say very good. It was good.
What do you think, Eric?
I don't think I've seen it, so I'll just go with the group and say very good.
Yeah, we'll go very good. Next up, Sky, I'll start with you on this one. 300.
Oh, push him in the hole. I like that one. I'd say very good as well. Almost elite. I just hadn't seen it in a while to really make a strong comment on it.
Yeah. I like this one. It was badass. It was shot different. It was a different type of movie. It was cool. Dougie, what do you say?
Well, Gerard Butler's a very good actor. Okay. And, I mean, I'm more partial to the spoof of this one, the Meet the Spartans. But I'll say, even though I don't think I've actually seen the full movie, I'll still say very good.
Eric, have you seen 300?
No, but I'll say very good. I'll go with you guys.
Okay. Put it very good.
Now, has anybody seen 300 300 times?
I haven't seen it 300 times.
No. Okay.
The Matrix. Eric, I'll start with you. Have you seen the Matrix?
I probably have. So I'll say Elite, because it's one of the best movies of all time. Very popular.
Doug?
It is very popular. And again, I'll go back to, you know, the point I made earlier about Brendan Fraser and his peak. This was also kind of the peak of Keanu Reeves, too. Although, I mean, Keanu Reeves has made good movies since then. But this is where, like, he really came on strong, making good movie after good movie after good movie.
Yeah.
And Matrix happens to be one of them. Because it's like, but also, too, like, you can also think of Matrix also being, like, one huge, like, acid trip.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm going to say very good.
Sky, what do you think?
I would say very good.
We'll agree and put it at very good.
Okay.
Almost one of the best, but not quite. All right, well, I'll just leave Doug for this one because this is an old one. Dirty Harry. Have you seen this movie?
A long time ago. Okay.
The OGs.
Right, because it's Clint Eastwood back during his peak. And I'm going to say, because, you know, just in case any Clint Eastwood fans are actually listening to this show, yeah. I don't want to piss them off, nor do I need Grandpa to strike me down with lightning from the heavens. I'm going to
strike him from the heavens.
I'm going to say Elite, because it is. It is one of the OGs as far as action movies go. All
right. Sky, have you ever seen Braveheart?
No, I haven't. I probably have, but I'm going to say no.
Have you, Doug?
Yes.
Where would you put it? Braveheart.
All right. This is where I could probably catch some shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. What, cheeks?
I was never really a fan of the movie. I mean, I get it. People liked it and all that. And again, Mel Gibson was making really good movies at the time. I don't think this was one of them. I think that this movie was it was. Well, I'm not going to say mediocre because then we'd have to put it in mediocre. But I'm going to say that this movie, you know, meh.
And then, Doug, I'm gonna start with you for the next one, Doug, because he's a wrestler, the Marine, John Cena.
It was okay. It wasn't great. It was kind of a. I mean, the movie does get shit on, but that's because like the whole Marine franchise now with like Miz making like 6 or 7 more of them.
Yeah.
You kind of just left it at one.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, I'm just going to say that this one was mediocre.
Sky, you ever see The Marine?
Yep.
What do you think?
Mediocre.
I think mediocre.
All right. Poor John Cena. Put it mediocre.
I thought I finished right.
His best movie was Daddy's Home.
You think so?
He wasn't really in many. I think
he was in the end.
5 minutes.
Yeah, it was okay. All right. Doug, we'll start with you again. Lethal Weapon.
All right. And Lethal Weapon 1, right?
Yes.
Okay. The start of a great franchise. Obviously, it would get better over time. But they did start out strong. I'm going to say very good.
Very good?
Yes.
Eric, you ever see Lethal Weapon?
I probably have, so I'll say very good.
What about you, Sky?
No, I never have. All right.
We'll go very good. Doug, I'm only going to ask you this one because you're probably the only one that knows it. Howard the Duck.
The dumbest fucking movie. Here's the thing. If you just watch it once, you're going to actually think it's an old movie.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm being serious. Watching it once is...
I only watched it once, and I still think it was the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Well, I mean,
thank you.
I think Sky agreed with you. But like you watch it once, and it's fine. There's really nothing wrong with it. But if you watch it, if you watch it again, then you start to pick it apart. You watch it a third time, you really start to pick it apart. So. Being the fact that I've seen it at least like 3 or 4 times, I'm going to say that the movie was actually trash.
Trash.
Everybody agree with me, or?
Yeah.
I don't
think anyone else has seen it, huh? I agree.
All right, next up. Kangaroo Jack.
Oh boy.
Sky, we'll start with you.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah?
I'd say very good. That movie had good jokes. It showed the countryside of Australia pretty well. It was funny.
Never seen it.
What do you think, Doug? I think it was more. I think it was more comedy than action.
I agree.
But it was funny. I actually did enjoy the movie. I mean, it was a good family movie. I'm going to say mediocre.
You think, Eric? You ever see this one?
No, I'll say mediocre.
Die Hard.
All right, am I putting Kangaroo Jack mediocre?
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about Die Hard.
Great movie?
Yep. What do you think, Doug?
I'm going to say Elite just because of what it was able to do for Bruce Willis. And he got, I mean, they got a few good movies out of it.
Yeah.
And how an action movie became a Christmas go-to, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's always one of the things, too, and you bring up a good point. People consider this a Christmas movie because it was set for Christmas time, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, no, it's not a Christmas movie. Christmas movies are supposed to be, you know, fun-filled, you know, heartfelt family movies, right? Well, this proved that it could, that, you know, you could have an action Christmas movie. But then the same people that, you know, make that argument might say, oh, you know, but then, like, also now you had fucking horror movie, a horror Christmas movie. And people say, oh, yeah, you know, it's a Christmas movie. If these stupid-ass fucking movies are Christmas movies, and so is Die Hard.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right. Am I putting Die Hard in a lead, or...
Have you ever seen Die Hard, Eric? I don't think Sky has.
I don't think I have, but I'll just say I agree with Doug.
All right, today's going to be a quick one, so we're going to start the speed round.
Okay.
You ready, Sky? I'm just going to start naming them
off. Yeah, I'm ready.
Eric, too. I'm just going to start naming off random movies. Just tell me your first initial thought. All right. Mission Impossible 1.
I didn't like it. I'm going to say no.
If you haven't seen it, just say no comment.
No comment.
Okay. You said elite. You said mediocre. Put it very good.
Okay.
The Terminator.
Elite.
Very good.
Very good.
All right, we'll go very good. Gladiator.
Meh.
Elite.
Two mehs, one elite. Ah.
Pretty good.
No. The Bourne Identity.
Good action.
No comment.
The Fury?
Yeah.
No comment. This.
Okay. Go very good. Mad Max, Fury Road.
And this is a top.
No comment.
Yeah.
Not as good as the original. I'm going to say meh.
Here's a big one. John Wick. Scott, I know you see
John.
No comment.
Elite. All right, put it elite. Point Break.
I've never
no
actually
comment.
Seen it.
All
right. Craig.
It was actually a really good movie, but I'm gonna say very good.
That will go very good. Rush
no
Hour.
Comment. No comment.
Rush Hour?
Yeah,
very good.
Eric,
very good.
Okay.
I think he's just one of the famous.
The Expendables.
Very good.
Very good. I mean, a lot of people shit on the movie, but I think it was very good.
Man.
National Treasure.
I've never actually.
Very good.
Very good.
What?
But it's very good then.
Guy, don't judge me. Just keep washing your penis.
Is there any ones you want to get into, Eric? Any ones you got?
Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious series as a whole is great. No. Okay, great.
I like the last one.
Which, what is
Fast and Furious, the whole franchise or whatever.
I put it at very good.
Yeah, because it is.
All right, last movie. The Warriors.
No comment.
No comment.
I'm going to say Elite because I actually really do like
them. Oh, yeah, Doug?
Yeah.
Do you really like it, Doug?
Just keep scrubbing the balls.
Are you scrubbing them good?
Scrubbing your... If I were scrubbing your balls, all I'd need is a toothbrush.
Yeah, because they're gentle.
Go on.
That's all the military needed to scrub the whole barracks.
Shut the fuck up.
What were you
saying? You're the reason why Daniel's cutting his show short this week.
Oh, yeah?
It's because I'm hungry.
It's
hungry.
Movie because, like, just, you know, like, the action sequences and how the gang, like, you know, reacts or whatever. Especially that one fight scene in the bathroom.
Yeah.
When, what's her face? Mercier.
I'm sorry.
When Mercy's just like,
Doug won like a fight scene in the
one time, I was like, you kidding? Fucking bullshit. I'm gonna.
Well, that was the top tier podcast.
I got breaking news before we leave.
What was that?
I have breaking news before we leave. An updated poll.
What's the breaking news there?
Shane Douglas is going to be the leader. Since I posted him in 70s, 80s, and 90s, he has 12 votes right now.
Jesus Christ.
So.
All right, Doug. We're going to have Doug list off our tier list, and then we're going to head home.
Okay. Okay, so in Elite, we have Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Dirty Harry, Die Hard, John Wick, and the Warriors. And very good. We have RoboCop, 300, Matrix, Lethal Weapon, Mission Impossible, Terminator, Bourne Identity, Crank, Rush Hour, Expendables, National Treasure, and the Fast and Furious franchise. Mediocre, we have The Mummy, The Marine, Kangaroo Jack, and Gladiator. And meh, we have Braveheart and Mad Max Fury Road. And in trash, we have Howard the Duck, which I'm pretty sure Daniel has up his ass.
And happy birthday to you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guy. So next week I won't be here. They'll be doing a cartoon list next Sunday, so the Top Tier Podcast won't be on. For this week, Doug, Eric, Sky, thanks all for coming on. It was a fun time, and we'll see you next time.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Daniel. Bye, guys.
There.